Before we end today, I want to make sure you understand a term I've mentioned several times in this lesson, and that is coevolution. Coevolution is defined as the evolution of one species in response to another. The ecological interactions you've just learned about are powerful evolutionary forces that exert strong selective pressure on the species involved. Take the example of pollination. It's easy to imagine how the actions of one species can affect the evolution of another. The length of the butterfly's tongue as it enters the flower will influence which plants get its pollen carried away. And conversely, the shape of the flower will determine which butterfly can access its nectar. It's a two-way street. It's important to remember that natural selection always works to decrease the minuses in an interaction. The evolutionary arms race between plants and herbivores is a good example. A toxic plant, in its effort to defend itself against hungry caterpillars, inadvertently selects the caterpillars able to detoxify those compounds. This reduces the negatives for the caterpillar, which will in turn put pressure back on the plant species to develop a new, more potent toxin. Again, evolution, coevolution, is a two-way street. As we've seen, ecological interactions contribute substantially to selective pressures on both species. With such high species densities characteristic to the tropics, there are many possible interactions and thus many potential coevolutionary forces at play. Ecological interactions and coevolution can play a major role in determining the diversity and structure of natural communities, especially in the tropics.